Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Flesh and Fantasy. The starring players...
This is John Hodiak.
This is Claire Trevor.
And this is Edgar Barrier.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in the third of the unusual and stimulating stories of the Universal Picture, Flesh and Fantasy. Tonight we present the Mardi Gras episode, starring Claire Trevor as Henriette, John Hodiak as Michael, and Edgar Barrier in his original role as the mysterious stranger. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Flesh and Fantasy.
I warn you, before we've done, you're going to be wondering who I am. Not that it matters, really. Not at all. Suppose I'm just a mood, a thought, a figment of the mind. Well, that won't affect our tale one whit. And so I say, let's get on with it. And I can tell you confidentially, this is a story
of... It's the Mardi Gras! The Mardi Gras!
Mardi Gras in New Orleans, impromptu dancing in the streets and shouted gallantries and stolen kisses under cover of the noise, and surging crowds that live a lifetime in a single night. Yes, it's Mardi Gras. A time of joy for most. For most, but not for all. Take that young fellow over there, for example. As the crowd sweeps by, he scowls and mutters,
"What's there to dance or laugh for or sing for? What's there to be happy about tonight? They're fools, the whole blasted lot of them. They're fools."
That's young Michael, the student, who lives there in that shabby court. Michael is bitter tonight. And he's not the only one. In that same shabby court, in a shabby room.
It's no use, Justine. It's just no use.
But, Henriette, I need my dress.
And I need the money I've earned by sewing it.
Please trust me, Henriette. Let me wear it tonight. I swear I'll pay you tomorrow morning.
Then tomorrow morning you can have the dress.
Oh, Henriette, please, listen to your heart. It's Mardi Gras. My sweetheart's waiting.
That doesn't pay my rent.
I know what it is. You don't want no one else to have no loving just account of you haven't got any yourself.
You be still.
And no wonder. You're ugly. No man would ever look at you.
Be still.
I know. I've seen the way you watch that fellow across the court, that student. But it won't do you no good.
Stop it.
And I don't blame him. You're so ugly, I hate the sight of you. And so does everyone else, including him.
Yes, weep, Henriette. Put your head in your hands and weep. It's hopeless, isn't it? No chance for you. No chance at all. And yet, is that true? Is it really as bad as Justine said? You still don't believe it, do you, Henriette? No. Lift your face now. Turn to the mirror on the wall. Tell yourself it isn't true.
It is. It's true. Everything she said. I'm ugly. Ugly. I don't even like to look at myself. And why should I? I won't. I won't look at myself. I won't.
All right, you smashed the mirror, Henriette. Now what? Oh, I see. You're going to run away. Where to? Where are you going, Henriette? Oh, of course, to the Mardi Gras. You hope to find some crumb of laughter and of love, perhaps. You hope that in the dark somebody might... Oh, Henriette, we're going wrong. The Mardi Gras the other way. The street is empty now and deserted. There's only one place that it leads. The river, Henriette. You'll end up in the...
No, stop! Stop, you mustn't. No, that's all wrong. No, wait.
Let go. Let go, my wrist. You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, lucky I got here just in time.
Who are you, anyway?
Don't you know me, child?
No. That funny beard you've got. No, I don't know you.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, look. They've set a rocket off. Night turns into day, and heaven opens like a glory machine.
That's a funny way to talk.
Is it? Yeah, what about you? Preposterous to kill yourself, you know. How can you guess what the next moment holds?
I don't have to guess. I know.
Oh, that's silly. You never know when a miracle's going to happen. Just like that rocket. Why, it might lighten your whole life.
I'm asking you. Leave me be.
Must I go on saving you? Oh, child, child. You'll sink all your chances of ever getting that young fella.
How do you know about it?
About him? Well, there always is. Him.
Well, you're wrong. I'm not doing it on account of him.
Why, then?
Why? You ask me why? There. There's another rocket. Look at my face. Now. Now let me hear you talk about my chances.
You mustn't blame all that on your face. If you were pretty, it would be the same.
Oh, that's easy said. And something nobody will ever prove to me.
Oh, ridiculous. It can be proved tonight.
What do you mean?
The carnival ends at midnight. But until then, for a few hours, it is still possible for you to be...
What?
Beautiful.
Beautiful? How?
If you will come with me.
But I don't even know you.
A girl who is about to take the greatest risk of all should hardly be afraid of an old man like me. Now then, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we are, my dear. This is my place. Well, how do you like it?
It's sort of strange. All those different masks.
Oh, yes, these masks. Well, that's my business, you see. My stock in trade is every kind of face that ever was, or is, or will be, I guess. You see, all year, my customers hide their true selves behind the appearance of virtue, or propriety, meekness, or insolence, whatever they think will protect them. Then at Mardi Gras, they come to me, well, not for a disguise, but for the face of their true desire. Beasts, martyrs, fools, fiends.
Well, so many of them. On the shelves and hanging from the walls and from the ceiling.
Well, take your choice, my child. What do you fancy? The beauty of a saint or of a sinner? Would you like to inspire like Joan of Arc?
Oh, yes.
Or the poisonous beauty of Lucretia Borgia? That's her own death mask there.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, careful. Better blow off the web. There may be a spider under it.
Oh.
Now then, which one?
I want me a soft, melting look that a man admires. A face that will make him fall in love.
Oh, my child. Love comes from within. From giving without expecting a return. From creating faith and belief in another.
I don't believe it. If I had a sweet, appealing face like this mask here...
You like that face? Well, why not wear it? Of course. I promise to return the mask at midnight. No later.
Oh, whatever time you say.
I want your promise.
All right, I promise.
If the shop is locked when you return, come in the back way. The door will be open.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this one chance.
Oh, not at all. Oh, by the way, if you want to use that one chance best...
Yes?
You might try the Café Mazarin.
Let me see now. My dress. I can wear the one I made for Justine. Shoes, scarf, gloves, the mask.
That's right, Henriette. Dress yourself quickly, eagerly. Go out to meet the world because you have a mask to wear. First, before you go, stop once and reassure yourself. Pick up a fragment of the mirror you broke. Look into it. Look into it and say,
I'm beautiful. I am. I'm beautiful.
Now, Harriet. Now join the Mardi Gras.
See her? See the one I mean?
She's beautiful.
Pretty enough to be on a float by herself.
Now, who is she?
I only wish I knew.
Well, maybe it's time one of us found out. Watch me, brother. Hey, just a minute, beautiful.
Are you talking to me?
Well, sure. How's about wearing a kiss instead of that mask?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. It's Mardi Gras.
No, let me go, please.
Oh, cut it out. You'd think
let her go.
Oh, the boyfriend, huh? Well, sorry, brother. Just having some fun.
Like all the rest of them. Put on a mask and act like a fool. You all right, miss?
Oh, yes, thank you. You.
Well, I think it was I.
Well, thank you. I'm sincerely grateful to you, sir.
Don't mention it. He won't bother you anymore.
No, not while I've got a gentleman to protect me.
You need me any further?
Well, when a girl is looking for her escort on Mardi Gras...
You're much too pretty to be looking for anyone.
Me? Oh, you know, sometimes I almost wish I was downright plain.
Maybe I'd better make sure you find it.
Maybe it would make sure.
All right, if you'll take my arm, we'll...
Thank you.
Say, you're still trembling. I get you a glass of wine or something?
Well, I wouldn't like to impose, but...
Oh, you think your friend would object?
Oh, no, he'd be the last person to object.
Oh, and that's fine. I think I know just the place to take you.
Where?
You'll like it. The Café Mazarin. Wine's pretty good here. Come on, drink up. We haven't much time.
Why? Are you waiting for somebody, too?
No. Just waiting.
But you wait a whole year for Mardi Gras. Why waste it, waiting?
Because I've never done anything else. Just walking, working, eating. Or eating sometimes. And sleeping, if you have the time and if your mind lets you sleep. It's only waiting for life. It isn't living.
I know. And you watch other people enjoying themselves. Like being hungry and outside the window of a restaurant.
Not enough money to go in. How do you understand? Pretty girl like you.
By looking and just watching people. You can see into their hearts.
All right. Tell me what you see in mine.
Well, I hardly dare.
Maybe the wine will give you courage. Maybe I'll need courage to hear it.
What shall we drink to?
Oh, you want a toast. All right. I give you everything I haven't got.
Is that a generous toast?
Generous? It's everything. All right. Now tell me.
Well, I can see you're not content being just a nobody. You want to make something of yourself.
Sure. You know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be president.
And you're working hard to put yourself through law. You stay up all hours to study, to read.
How can you tell that?
Oh, just by looking, observing this and that, and people.
You better look again. I've come to my senses. I'm quitting cold.
What do you mean?
It means I'm not going to be president. I'm going to be a stoker instead. I'm sailing on a freighter.
When?
In a couple of hours.
Hours?
Then my waiting's over.
But why not enjoy yourself until then? When you've only got a few hours, they're precious. Make them count.
There isn't that much time.
Oh, there is. I don't have any more than you. And every moment that passes makes it less.
Well, perhaps if we put our time together, we could make it last twice as long.
Let's drink to it. Another toast.
All right. I give you... But I gave you everything last time. What's left?
Tonight.
That's right. Tonight.
second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Don't you think it would be fun to look suddenly a lot younger to your friends? 10 years younger? Don't you think it would be fun to look suddenly a lot more exciting, a lot more romantic? Women tell me that's exactly what my new shade of face powder, Bridal Pink, does for them. They say it makes them look more radiant and alive. They say even the most unobservant husbands sit up and take notice and tell them how much more attractive they look. Lady Esther Bridal Pink has the amazing quality of flattering almost every skin it touches. Whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown, Bridal Pink will instantly give new tone and life to your skin, new highlights of beauty to your hair, a fascinating new glow and depth to your eyes. The secret of Bridal Pink is in the blending and the color. It isn't just mixed in the usual way, it's pulverized by the speed and force of hurricanes. The color, particles, and powder are completely merged, and the texture is so fine, it's as light as a summer breeze on your skin, yet it clings 4 hours and longer, covering up every tiny line and blemish. Ask for Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder, and accept no other shade, for no shade can give you that happy, radiant look, that look of a woman in love, like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
Now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Flesh and Fantasy, starring Edgar Berrier, Claire Trevor, and John Hodiak.
What do you say? Another glass of wine?
I say another glass of wine. And then another dance.
And then another glass of wine.
That's right, Michael. Learn to laugh. Laugh, Henriette. It's good for you. And dance, you too, through a night of Mardi Gras. Dance and be gay. Be happy this one night. Be drawn together by some subtle magic that you yourselves cannot understand. Until, as it's growing very late, you find yourself together in some little secret place, alone.
Where are we?
Together. And it's still tonight. And I haven't kissed you yet.
Michael.
You said my name.
Yes, Michael.
But I didn't tell you. How did you know?
Maybe because I've dreamed of this moment and I've said your name over and over. Michael. Michael.
You too. You're all the women I've ever dreamed of. Darling, we've so little time.
I know. We've only a moment left.
We can live in this moment forever. If we forget everything that went before, remember nothing else after.
Michael, that freighter.
Well, what of it?
Where is it taking you?
Nowhere. That's the point. And it's sailing too soon to talk about. Darling.
Michael. Don't throw away your whole future and all the hard work you've given to it. It would be like putting an end to yourself.
Darling, darling.
Oh, please. Don't you think it would be easy to let you kiss me? I wanted this moment more than anything. But now I want something even more. I want it for you. You've got to build on your studies and become somebody.
What's the use? I haven't a chance.
Oh, but you have. There's always a chance.
With no family, no name, no place to start, just a place to end.
How can you guess what the next moment holds? You never know when a miracle's going to happen. It might lighten up your whole life.
If that's something were you...
No, I didn't mean that...
If staying here meant staying for you...
You don't even know me.
I know your voice. I know the touch of your hand. I know your eyes and that they're what I was waiting for.
That's just on account of you think I'm beautiful. But it's only a mask.
Do you think I'd fall in love with a cardboard mask? It couldn't compare with a living you.
How can you know?
Your face must be beautiful because you are. It couldn't be otherwise.
Michael. Michael, darling, I've got to tell you.
What? What is it?
Those bells.
Well, they're the warning bells. It's 11:45.
A quarter to 12. I had no idea. I must leave. I've got to be somewhere.
I'll go along with you.
Oh, no, no, you can't. It's impossible.
But why?
This must be goodbye.
But if you leave like this, how can I find you? I don't know your name, where you live.
Please.
I don't even know what you look like. Hey, wait. Well, you can't just run away. You can't. Wait. Wait. Wait.
Oh, it's locked. I'll have to go around the back.
Wait. Wait for me. You didn't think you could get away.
Oh, why have you followed me? Why?
Because I didn't want to lose you. Why did you run like that? Why did you come here?
I'm meeting someone here at midnight. You've got to leave before then.
It's a funny sort of a place. Nothing but masks. Who are you meeting?
He's not here yet, but he'll come any moment.
Is it someone who means more to you?
Oh, no, no, no. But you've got to forget about me. I'm asking you. Please go while I'm still masked.
Not unless you give me a reason why you won't show your face.
I've got a good reason.
What is it?
I'm not anything like what you believe. I couldn't stand it if you knew me as I really am.
But I already know you as you really are. You can't doubt that if I mean anything to you.
Don't you understand? I lied to you right from the start. There wasn't anyone looking for me and never has been. I pretended like I was beautiful to lead you on.
But you are beautiful. You must be beautiful.
No, I'm not. I'm ugly. Don't make me show my face. Don't shame me.
Shame you? How could I? When I love your face, whatever it is, because it's you.
Oh, please go. I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for your sake.
Won't you believe in me? In my love, enough to rely on it? Listen. The church bells, the Mardi Gras over. Everyone's unmasking. Putting off the body and living in the word, the spirit, and the deed of love. You gave me belief in that miracle. Now let me give you belief. Off it comes now.
No.
Off comes the mask.
What?
You are beautiful.
Beautiful?
Your face is just as beautiful as you are.
You mean that, Michael? You really mean it? You mean I'm...
Hey, what right you all got to be in here, huh?
I'm waiting for the proprietor.
Well, what you want, waking me up at this hour, huh?
Oh, but it wasn't you. I mean the owner. He has a black beard.
I'm the owner, me and nobody else. And I ain't wore a beard since 1911. And even then, it wasn't black. It was auburn.
Darling, you sure this is the right shop?
Oh, yes. The other gentleman brought me here tonight and told me to come back.
Nobody been in or out since I locked up early with a misery in my back.
But then, who was the other?
Ain't been no other. Now go along and don't be waking up respectable folk with your Mardi Gras mischief.
We're awfully sorry, sir. Darling, shall we go along?
Yes, go. Go and marry. Get a place of your own. Then you won't be needing no dark shop.
Our gracious host. Darling. You look so funny and puzzled.
Because I don't understand it. And yet I'm so happy that I can't bear it. Any more than I could bear losing it.
No fear of that. As long as we don't lose each other. I always say... Darling, what is it? You look so strange again.
That mask there in the window... The one with the black beard. Do you think...
Nonsense. Come along, I'll take you home.
Well, there they go. You know, I've got a hunch they're going to get married. Knock on wood. And now, have you finally guessed who I am? You haven't? Well, has it made any difference to the story? I told you, didn't I? I warned you.
Thank you, John Hodiak, Edgar Berrier, and Claire Trevor, for a very beautiful half hour.
Well, believe me, Mr. Bradley, we look forward to these half hours with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players. We know that these 30 minutes each week contribute so much to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, and we all consider it a privilege to share in that work. And now, before we tell you about next week's story, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Trevor. Ladies, women often write and tell me how astonished they are after using Lady Esther four-purpose face cream for the first time. They're amazed that one cream by itself can do so many different things for the beauty of their skin. You see, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream is a complete beauty treatment. It does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty, and does them gently, without harsh rubbing, working with nature, not against nature. When you apply Lady Esther face cream, here's what it does. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin. Third, it helps nature refine the pores and makes your skin look more delicate. And fourth, it leaves a perfect base on which your makeup looks smooth and glamorous. But here's the most important thing. Lady Esther face cream instantly loosens and absorbs the dry, clinging flakes on the surface of your skin. Ragged little particles nature is constantly throwing off, so tiny you can't see them with your naked eye. But they have a drying, aging effect on your skin. And you'll see the radiant difference when you remove those clinging flakes with Lady Esther face cream. You'll feel the difference with your fingertips. For a real transformation in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther face cream. Just rub it on, wipe it off, and then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. You'll look younger. You'll look lovelier. You will look ready for romance. So ask for Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream and Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Private Worlds. It will star Isabel Jewell, Herbert Marshall, and Claudette Colbert. Be sure to listen. Claire Trevor can soon be seen in the RKO radio picture Johnny Angel. John Hodiak can soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, the Technicolor production The Harvey Girls. Edgar Berrier is soon to be seen in the RKO radio picture Cornered. Flesh and Fantasy was presented through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, producers of Shady Lady. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.